USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Parts of Southern California rattled just hours ago by a magnitude 3.7 earthquake that struck Los Angeles County. It struck just around midnight Pacific time in the View Park Windsor Hills area near Inglewood, about 10 miles from downtown L.A. Although there were no immediate reports of damage or injuries, the Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti has tweeted that the fire department's been activated to conduct its routine survey of all the city's assets for possible damages. The Senate's passed it. The House now expected to take up a small business relief bill. The bipartisan measure would pump more than $300 billion more dollars into a small business loan fund that quickly ran dry. The bill also includes $75 billion for hospitals, $25 billion to expand coronavirus testing. This is USA Radio News.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy, or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2 to 4%, and tiredness, 2 to 3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by Allergan.
The percentage of U.S. adults who evaluate their lives well enough to be considered thriving has dropped in a new survey. John Clemens with more.
That's the survey results from Gallup as they questioned 80,000 Americans as to how they rate their lives, thriving, struggling, or suffering. Dan Witters of Gallup tells us the survey was taken March 21st to April 5th.
What we have seen now just over the course of the last month is a really unprecedented decline, because we have plummeted from up around 55%, which was where we were hovering last fall in 2019, now down to 48.8% and falling.
I'm John Clemens.
This could be another day of tornadoes in the deep south. Forecasters say a new storm system is expected to generate severe weather from Texas to the Carolinas. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump sending well wishes to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. During a briefing yesterday, the commander-in-chief was asked about reports that Kim is in serious condition with a health problem. Trump saying that he's had a good relationship with him to the benefit of the U.S., and that America would be at war with North Korea if he wasn't president. Reports coming out on Monday describing Kim as being in as much as grave condition after some sort of surgery earlier this month. Harvard University is rejecting claims that it took money from the Paycheck Protection Program. On Twitter, the Ivy League school has declared it never even applied for money. It came up during a White House briefing when President Trump said that it wouldn't be right and that he would ask for it to be returned. Harvard agreed with Trump, noting instead it was given money through the CARES Act Higher Education Emergency Relief Fund. And more people than ever are spending their time binge-watching TV. Netflix adding 16 million new subscribers between January and March. That's double what some analysts were expecting. The most popular programs, the original movie Spencer Confidential, and the documentary Tiger King, of course. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.